the rest of the story. When Al graduated high school, he went straight to the local Ford dealership in Seattle, the William McKay Company, applied for a job. What can you do, he was asked. Well, Al had been pretty good at mechanical drawing back in Franklin High, and he knew a lot about car engines. That's fine, said the man. You start tomorrow on the lube rack. And Al did, bearing a dream in mind to attend the University of Washington to earn a degree in mechanical engineering, but he'd have to save some money first. So Al worked 2 years at the McKay Company before applying at U of W. His responsibilities multiplied at the garage, and he got along well with the other workers. In fact, he liked it so much at William McKay that he stayed there even after starting college. But this is the rest of the story. In this garage was one of those now old-fashioned wash basins, a separate faucet for hot water and a separate one for cold water. In theory, one was supposed to close the drain and turn on both faucets and mix the hot and cold water until it was the right temperature, but nobody ever did that. What you did was to turn on the hot water faucet alone, start washing your hands quickly, quickly. The water in the line between the water heater and the tap would be cool, so you'd have just enough time to wash and rinse before the really scalding water reached your hands. Well, Al was 21 by now. He'd been working at that same garage for 3 years. He'd been washing at that same sink. If anyone had that hot water timed to perfection, Al had, until one day. One day, he'd been working on a particularly greasy job. He had gone to wash up and turned on the hot water, stuck his hands beneath the flow, when, ouch, the water was already hot. Had Al been daydreaming, taken longer than usual to begin washing, or had someone else washed in that basin just before him, whatever the case, Al now stood there swishing his hands in the air to cool them. He had not been badly burned, but enough to get him thinking, there's got to be something better than this. Well, there was. In Al's mind, that very day he began pondering a different system for mixing hot and cold water in a sink. And the pondering became a drawing, and then many drawings, and one day, a working model. And Al never did get that engineering degree of which he had dreamed. He would not need one, for it was Al who invented the double-valve cam-operated faucet, and shortly thereafter, the piston-style valve, which is used to this day. In Seattle, Washington, in 1937, a young mechanic working his way through school scalded his hands, and thus the civilized world became slightly more so with the creation of the single-handle mixing faucet by the man whose name has become synonymous with it, the late Alfred M. Moen. Now, of course, if it says Moen on the faucet, you'll know that it won't scald you. Because you had heard this last 2 weeks of the passing of Mr. Moen, and today you have heard the rest of the story.